there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome back to another issue of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here.
Jeff, your hair looks good today.
Oh, I got a haircut today.
Looks good.
Yeah, here in the Beeson Studios at the South Point. I'm glad you like the haircut. I just got it cut like an hour ago. So
South Point?
No.
Barbershop?
No, I didn't do it at South Point. I got my regular guy. He's been cutting my hair for a long time. So
John and Johnny.
Yeah.
The two.
So I'm glad you like it, though. So
very nice.
I can't see yours because you have a ball cap on today.
I've done my hair. Have I not had a hat on less than ever?
I was going to say, you've gotten a haircut on the day of our show far more often than I have. So
yes, I have.
I'll give you credit for that. So
barbershop right here.
Right. But before we get to talking about wrapping up Sonoma from a couple of weeks ago and talking about this weekend at Nashville, we have a bit of sad news in the world of motorsports. Bruton Smith, who was the founder, the builder of Charlotte Motor Speedway and basically rebuilt many, many other speedways, including Las Vegas Motor Speedway, passed away on Wednesday, and he was 95 years old, and a guy that meant a lot to both of us. I probably wouldn't be even here in Las Vegas if it wasn't for Bruton. So I'm very indebted to him, and I know you and your family have been close to Bruton for a number of years as well.
You know, Dad, I talked to my dad this morning. He's when he got the news yesterday, tough day for him, Cotton Rosser in the rodeo world and then Bruton in the racing world. And he laughed. He said, you know, he remember when he met Bruton. He said, on Tuesday night, Bill France Jr. was meeting with Richie Klein and Ralph Engelstadt to buy the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and had the deal done. Wednesday night, Bruton Smith met with Ralph Engelstadt and Richie Klein to buy Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and he outfoxed Bill Jr. And that was how Dad met Bruton, was the first time at dinner. And you know, they became very good friends. I mean, business partners, you know, almost did a casino in Atlanta recently. You know, look at what he did. I told the guys in the morning drive this morning, you know, Jeff, you look at what he did at your track, at our track, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. When he built that neon garage, look at what Daytona did. I mean, Daytona is the mecca of our sport, right? Their garage was a pile of junk.
Spartan.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And you look at what they did. Look at all the other.
Richmond has done that. Kansas has done that.
I mean, right. All these places built these amazing entertainment venues for the fans. Right after what Bruton did with the Neon Garage here at Las Vegas, and you know, icon of the sport, and good friend, and he'll be missed by both of us and by the SMI family as a whole.
And he always said we work for the fans. But I'll tell you, one of the stories I think that I loved about Bruton, if you ever get a chance, there was an article written in Sports Illustrated a long time back. Ed Hinton, I believe, may have written the article for Sports Illustrated. But Bruton talked about how poor he was growing up on a farm. Mm-hmm. And they had the old ice cream truck that would come by. And they had those things like Dove bars, you know, like the vanilla ice cream bar with the chocolate around them or whatever. And he never could afford one. And his mom, dad didn't have enough money for him to go and get one of those ice cream bars. And they did the article on him. And he talked about how he just his goal was to make enough money that he could afford a Dove bar, an ice cream bar. And at the end of it, I think the writer, and I think it was Ed Hinton, I really can't remember, but asked him, does he eat Dove bars very often? And his quote was, every damn day. And if you walk into his suite at any Speedway Motorsports facility, there was always the ice cream cooler, and Dove bars were in those ice cream coolers. And I think that was just sort of him reminding himself of where he came from.
Well, great man. So, and the better news, he left the world a better place than he came into it, but he left his company in a great shape. Marcus, the leadership.
And the sport.
The sport, you know, everything he left behind. Marcus is going to do a great job. All the GMs he has that have learned underneath him, you know, he's got a great legacy and got a lot of people that are going to keep towing the rope in the same direction, so to speak. So you're not going to see a bit of hitch out of the SMI group. They're just going to honor and remember and have a great time doing it.
No, I think you're right. So Godspeed, Bruton. We love you. And prayers out to the whole family, Marcus and all the other members of the family. But you know what? We had a race at one of Bruton Smith's track.
That's right.
And we're going to actually be going to another track that is owned by the Smith family. Newly owned by the Smith family in the past year and a half or past year or whatever. So, but anyway, let's kind of rewind a little bit on Sonoma. Daniel Suarez gets his first career win.
And I gotta take some crow here.
And you have been on that bandwagon for like 2 years.
I jumped off the bandwagon.
And the wagon ran over you.
And a 25-1 wins the race.
25-1 to win the race. He was plus 260 in Group D. He also, you know, we talked about those odds.
There you go.
There's a guy whose odds just plummeted from 80-1 to win the championship to 25-1. And keep in mind, there is a road course in the playoffs.
Yes, there is.
And there's three more road courses to go in the regular season. And if his confidence level, you know, is going to be sky high, even going into Nashville this weekend.
And listen, I've said for two seasons now on this show, Daniel Suarez road course, watch, watch, watch. And he has blown transmissions. He had all these problems. And it's just, I finally on the show last week, muchachito, I love you. I'm sorry. I even said I'm off the bandwagon till he proves me wrong. And what does he do? He just needed me to get off his back. And here he goes. So super excited. It was a great job of him winning. Really pumped about what, you know, him getting to victory lane. And what a way to do it. I mean, absolutely kick some butt in the race. I mean, you know, first stage played it right strategy-wise, fourth in the second stage, 47 laps, you know, led the most laps on the day. I mean, unbelievable job. Great job.
I mean, once we got into the third stage and you know, being up there and watching it, there was no question he was in control. And even get a late caution, didn't matter. He was still in control. Nobody was beating Daniel Suarez. As long as his car held up, he was winning. So let's take a look at the rest of the top 10. I think we've got
amazing top 10.
Chris Buescher comes in with a second place finish. And you and I have talked about, we don't really think of Chris Buescher as a road racer, but he had an amazing run.
He's done this a couple times to us too, so we got to stop saying Chris Buescher's not a road racer, because he did do it. And we talked about him, Michael McDowell.
Who has proven to be a good road racer. So I don't think that one shocks us quite as much.
We said this last week, though. This car with Michael McDowell, the driver he is, and there he did. He did it right there. And the guy who's having the horrible season and slumping, right there again in the top five.
Yeah, Kevin Harvick gets fourth. Austin Cindric, who we know
is.
Right, that's right. He won his group, and all three of us picked him in the group. So for once, we did not put the kiss of death on someone. Austin Cindric, whose road racing talent is well known from his Xfinity Series days, even his sports car days, before that. The rest of the top 10, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain giving Trackhouse two cars in the top seven. Ross had won the earlier road course race this year at Circuit of the Americas. And not really big surprises there. Chase Elliott, maybe a big surprise that Chase Elliott didn't finish higher than eighth. William Byron ninth, and Brad Keselowski 10th. Then missing from that list is the guy who has now sat on the pole five consecutive years at Sonoma and won last year's race, Kyle Larson. And, you know, in the race in 2021, he was so dominant that he was able to win each stage and go win the race. I think his crew chief probably made a poor calculation winning stage one when it turned out that about 25 guys pitted before the stage was over, and he really never could get back up through the pack.
Well, you know, look, I mean, first, Brad Keselowski, let me throw this out there, has had an abysmal season. Top 10 for him. That was great.
Both of the RFK cars in the top 10. That's right. Just like Trackhouse.
But you talk about Kyle Larson. I think the big thing here is when he did it last year, he did it with a car that was not a road racing car, right? It was a different style car. It was the old school NASCAR. More guys. Look at the top 10. Chris Buescher, Michael McDowell, Austin Cindric. You know, guys that don't normally run up there. Here they are because you have a good road course car, a car that handles better, and you got guys that can wheel a road course
that
car.
That are better drivers than some people have probably given them credit for over their history.
Absolutely. So you end up with that. It makes for a tougher day for Kyle Larson. Wins stage one, then gets mired in the pack, couldn't come back through the field like he did, and he gets where he is. So, I mean, heck of a run, though, for you know, my man Daniel Suarez. Way to go, dude.
And, you know, one little aside here that I thought was one of the coolest things is when he was on the cool-down lap, I mean, to a man, I believe every single driver in the field pulled up beside him.
And
I mean, I think everybody was happy for him. So it almost just gave you chills seeing all those guys, you know, waving out the window or giving him the hang loose sign or whatever it was. But because, I mean, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, probably felt like that when they got their first win. And they know how hard he's worked and what a kind of guy he is, too.
And we don't have it listed, but the top threes, we always talk about double-digit top threes, Chris Buescher, Michael McDowell. They absolutely were double-digit top threes.
And unfortunately, we had to do our show. Remember, a week early, we didn't have the
top
threes.
But they were absolutely double-digit top threes. So double-digit top threes reigned the day there.
So with Daniel Suarez winning, guess what, Brendan?
We're getting closer.
We now have 12 different winners in 16 races, which means we've also got some guys that are probably getting just a wee bit nervous. Kevin Harvick's now on the outside looking in. Tyler Reddick's been on the outside looking in.
Keeps moving that number down. Keeps moving those guys down the list. You get a couple more. We got Daytona. Remember, last race before the playoffs. Always the wild card there. So whoever's sitting in 16th is not going to be happy.
Are you a little surprised to see, I mean, we're 16 races in and that Kevin Harvick is on the outside? I mean, I know he didn't win a race last year, but I don't think we would ever even dream that Kevin Harvick could miss the playoffs.
He's running so strong, but if you look at some of the points numbers on these guys, I mean, Denny Hamlin, 325 points. Chase Briscoe, 386. In points, he's sitting like ninth, but guys behind him have won races. So,
well, you know, of the top 16, Denny Hamlin is the lowest in points of anyone there. But because Denny Hamlin's got two wins, he doesn't have anything to worry about. And again, we've got 10 races remaining, and it will take five. We have to get to 17 in order to bump someone out.
That's right.
Because I don't think that, you know, Kevin Harvick is going to end up being in first place in the standings without a win. I mean, obviously, there is that caveat. If the guy that's in first place in the standings doesn't have a win, then it would only be 15 winners. But I just don't see how that's going to work out right now. So, well, this week, we're turning our attention to Nashville. Only got about a minute left in this segment, so let's take a look at the next five races coming up. We're at Nashville this weekend, back to a road course, Road America, Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Then we go to Atlanta, which, you know, the Atlanta track has changed a great deal. And then we are a couple of stalwarts, longtime tracks on the schedule, heading up to Loudoun, New Hampshire, and then on to Pocono for the only race of the year at Pocono. What do you make of the remainder of the schedule coming up here?
They didn't get the doubleheader. They didn't get the Pocono
doubleheader. That race has been moved to Gateway.
Yeah, I know. But still, I love the schedule. We've said it all season long. Ben Kennedy, Steve Phelps, Steve O'Donnell. Great job with the schedule, man. This is love what we see out of this stuff.
Well, when we come back, we talked about how we're going to another track owned by Bruton Smith. We'll be heading to the Nashville Super Speedway this weekend. We come back on Gone Racing. We'll start breaking down all the odds at Nashville in the Ally 400.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the second segment of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan talking about the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway this week. And before we talk about this year's race, we want to kind of reflect a little bit on last year, which was the first Cup Series race ever run at Nashville Super Speedway. They had taken a long break there, run some trucks and Xfinity back in the day. Kyle Larson dominated that race last year. He finished second in the first stage, and then he won the second stage, and then he won the race. It was part of the four consecutive races that he won. It was actually the last of the four straight races. He won the Coke 600, he won in Sonoma, then he won the All-Star race, and then won at Nashville Super Speedway. But
264 of 300 laps.
That's dominate. Pretty impressive. Yes. And Chase Elliott was disqualified after the race was over. He actually took the first place in the first segment, but had that taken away, it ended up going to Kurt Busch, who finished second on the racetrack. He was disqualified because he had five loose lug nuts after the race was over. So he was completely – I mean, I don't know how the wheel was staying on the car with five loose lug nuts, but –
at that point, as a crew chief, you might want to just say, hey, just come on down. I mean – that's a little much.
But we head to Nashville this week, and I know you say this doesn't matter, but of course Kyle Larson now is going to be going to Nashville without his crew chief for the next four races.
Can you imagine if you had five loose lug nuts now?
Well, that would be impossible. If you got one loose lug nut now, it's a problem.
Sorry.
In fact, that's
I just had to throw that out there.
That's why that's Cliff funny. Daniels won't be joining him in Nashville. Because
And like you said, you know what I say about that? You know what that means? Absolutely nothing.
But I also think that Kyle Larson's win in 2021 going into 2022 may mean absolutely nothing. Because we really have seen Kyle Larson where he dominated last year. He hasn't. He's run well, don't get me wrong. But no one has dominated
new
this
car.
Year.
New car, new situation, all that stuff. But doing well, but not dominant.
Right. So let's take a look at our odds to win this week. No big surprise that Kyle Larson is coming in at the favorite at plus 450. Kyle Busch is plus 750. Ross Chastain, who I want to point out, finished second in this race last year, not racing for Trackhouse. He was with Ganassi. In fact, Ganassi had a heck of a run with both Ross and Kurt Busch last year in this race. Ross is plus 800 along with Chase Elliott. Then Denny Hamlin at 10-1. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano all at 12-1. Tyler Reddick is 15. Christopher Bell and Alex Bowman 20. Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick 25. Daniel Suarez, last week's winner at 30-1 along with Chase Briscoe. Eric Almirola is 40-1. Austin Cindric is 50-1. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Austin Dillon, big numbers coming in at 60-1.
You know, I still, like we talked last year, guys that have raced here multiple times, I kind of give a little nod to. And I can look right there at Austin Dillon, 60-1. You know, he had a good run last year, fifth in stage one, second in stage two, and then had a pick miscue, ended up going back in the end and having a bad finish in the end. Not bad. I mean, he finished 12th. But with the amount of testing they've done, with how well the RCR cars have done this year, I do think that a Tyler Reddick slash Austin Dillon bet here is not out of the realm of the ordinary.
Well, I think one thing we also have to establish, and you're as good as anybody to speak to this, what track do we compare Nashville to?
None.
There's nothing? Is it like Gateway a little, maybe?
No, it's not like Gateway at all. It's not like any track we race on. You can maybe say Dover because of the concrete and size, but Nashville...
It doesn't have Dover's banking.
Nope, but Nashville is its own animal. There is nothing like it. It's super tight corners, but all that concrete just gives you that grip and that eat. So I think that, you know, guys that have been here, Austin Dillon been here a bunch, Tyler Reddick been there a couple times, some of the older guys, Kyle Busch, you know, ran some stuff there. So I think that those sorts of guys have an advantage here. Kyle Larson notwithstanding, I think there's some numbers that I could jump onto here and be pretty happy with. Kevin Harvick even, I kind of like.
So there's really, we can't really look at any race we've had this year, like, you know, Chase Briscoe winning at Phoenix or Joey Logano winning at Gateway and saying, oh, that gives them a little bit of an advantage. So that's probably going to be, I mean, that's going to be something that we look for. But if you don't have another track you can compare to, then you don't have another track to compare to. Okay, let's take a look at our bigger numbers here. Erik Jones, Brad Keselowski are 80-1. Bubba Wallace, A.J. Allmendinger, 100-1. Cole Custer, 150. Chris Buescher, 200. Justin Haley, 250. And then we're getting to ridiculous numbers about everybody else. So, yeah, Erik Jones, 80-1. You know, there's a guy that he seems to have been running, now the road course notwithstanding, he seems to have run pretty well on ovals lately.
No, he's been running much better as of late, so I will say that. And look, you can take the dinger. I mean, he's 100-1, but we've talked about this Colic Racing team. They've been pretty strong, you know, running well. So I don't know. I just still struggle to see anybody. Cole Custer could pull something out because of the Stuart Haas cars if they start running better. We've said the short track version of this car, the Fords have done better than some of the mile and a halves. This has more of a short track package in it because the grip level, because the concrete, the size. So maybe the Fords can run better. Maybe Cole Custer will look good. I don't know. The second page I struggle with on this one, though. I don't see a whole lot coming out of this.
All right. Well, let's take a look at our top three, something we weren't able to have last week. So we have those back this week. Kyle Larson coming in at plus 130. Kyle Busch plus 210. Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott plus 230. Denny Hamlin plus 250. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano all at 330. Tyler Reddick is at 400. Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman at 550, Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick 700, Daniel Suarez, Chase Briscoe 800, Eric Almirola 10-1, Austin Cindric 13, Stenhouse and Dillon 15. And we like to talk about the double-digit guys.
I circled one right now.
You got one circled already?
I already circled one. And let me tell you why. I just mentioned the Fords, right? The Fords struggling this year, but we go to these shorter tracks, and they've been running pretty well. They performed. They basically look like they put their eggs in the Phoenix basket, right? The track that they need to win the championship on. So I'm looking. I go to last year's race. Eric Almirola starts. He starts first. Won the pole last year, Eric Almirola did.
Did not remember that.
Eric Almirola won the pole, finished fourth, sixth in stage two, ran well. I like Eric Almirola in the Fords. When the Fords have been strong, Eric Almirola has been our best Ford a couple times. If I don't like him in the top three, maybe I jump into the prop with Ford and pick him, see what the number is when we get to later in the show. But I took this sheet, I circled, and I go, ooh, I like Eric Almirola, double digit.
All right, so we know who your double digit guy is there, and I think that's a great pick. In fact, you know, we talked about how well Stenhouse had been running, mm-hmm. and then he hasn't run as well the last couple of weeks, but Stenhouse is a guy that's been pretty strong.
And he finished sixth last year in this race. So another guy that likes this track.
Yeah, another guy to look out for. And the longer odds, Erik Jones, Brad Keselowski are 20-1. Bubba Wallace, A.J. Allmendinger at 25. Cole Custer, 40. Chris Buescher, Justin Haley at 50. Michael McDowell at 80-1. Now, Chris Buescher at 50-1 is a little bit intriguing to me because...
Because he's run well, but the road course versus this...
But he's run, I should say, decent. I'm not saying I think he's going to finish top three, but I'm saying 50-1 is a pretty big number for a guy who is coming off a top three, and you like to talk about momentum.
No, I do. I mean, what I look at, though, on is not this page, but another guy, if I'm looking for a double-digiter, you know, just missing double-digit, Chase Briscoe. He had a big accident in this race last year. I don't remember, really big wreck. Hurt, like oh, my God, big. He finished third in stage two and then had the wreck with like 30 to go, 50 to go, something like that. So Chase Briscoe, once again, on the Ford thing, if this track works out more like the short tracks, which I believe it will, I do like that Chase Briscoe 800. I do like the Eric Almirola. I do kind of like the Ricky Stenhouse with how well he was on a string of a bunch of top 10s in a row. So, I mean, if he gets back to that. But there's a lot of guys top three. Tyler Reddick's, Austin Dillon's that I still like. Both those guys have good numbers. So I'm pretty heavy on the top threes this week.
Let's take a look at our head-to-heads, and I'm going to admit to you that I cheated a little bit and looked ahead. We have a head-to-head number that I don't think I've ever seen.
Wow.
Kevin Harvick is plus 190 against Ross Chastain's minus 220. I don't know that I've ever seen plus 190 in a head-to-head because typically the drivers are so close that you don't get a number like that.
No, I have not either, but is that enough to entice me? That's the thing. I mean, look, a lot of time the betting odds, right? It's enticement. I mean, do you get a big enough number? That's a head-to-head race. Now, Ross Chastain, Ben in fuego, right? I mean, you cannot knock what Ross Chastain's been doing. Finished second in this race last year. No stage points, but finished second. But, man, Kevin Harvick, I mean, dude, he finished fifth last year in this race. I mean, it's not like he was awful.
He wasn't chopped liver. And here, and the
plus 190 head-to-head, I mean.
And this same guy that's minus 220 against Kevin Harvick is plus 120 against Kyle Larson. I mean, that's like, wow. There's some surprising numbers in head-to-heads this week. Chastain and Ryan Blaney both are plus 120 to Kyle Larson's minus 140. Even Kyle Busch is getting a plus at 110 to Kyle Larson's minus 130. I just don't think Larson's that dominant this year.
No, I don't. And I like the Ryan Blaney. I'm going on the Ford thing this week. You know, Ryan Blaney versus Kyle Larson, a plus 120 is a good return right there. I don't dislike that. Kyle Busch at plus 110. I don't dislike that. So there's actually head-to-heads. There's a lot of numbers I kind of like right now. I mean, Kyle Busch, fourth and sixth in the stages last year, led 10 laps. It wasn't like he had a bad day.
Well, and if Ryan Blaney could have a good win, we mentioned him plus 120 against Kyle Larson. He's also plus 110 against Kyle Busch at minus 130 and plus 110 against Ross Chastain at minus 130. So
you can do the dew line on Blaney and try to make something.
Well, that's the thing. If you come up with a dew line on Ryan Blaney, then you probably are sitting there feeling like you've made some money. So it's going to be interesting to see if people do decide to go after Kevin Harvick on that number, because that's pretty astronomical. All right, when we come back on Gone Racing, we will start talking about our group matchups. And this week, we've also got our props for best Chevy, best Toyota, best Ford. We'll be right back. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. And while you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN shows as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, back here for Gone Racing.
Put those glasses back on.
I can put my glasses back on now so I can see the screen. See? So I'm nearsighted. No, because I take my glasses off to read, work on a computer, but like I can't see the screens here if I don't put them on. And I can't do the bifocals because
I can't play golf with bifocals. I could say that, you know, I don't have to have glasses, but I'd be lying.
Do you wear contacts?
No, but I just fight through it.
Oh, so you're kind of guessing at some of the numbers on the screen right now.
Well, I do like that. Well, Wyatt does a nicer job of printing these.
True. If Isaiah's listening, Isaiah just likes to put the screws to you because he does 4-point type.
Yeah, on the font.
On everything. So
hold up the pics. Look at the font on the pics. See, that's art. You can read that. You can read that from the two shot.
Even though we're giving away their pics for the for segment 4 already, but who cares? All right, it's group matchup time.
There you go.
We love the group matchups.
Let's focus. Be professional.
Group A, we've got a great Group A this week. Kyle Larson coming in, no big surprise, as a favorite at plus 235. Kyle Busch is plus 265. Ross Chastain, plus 295. Ryan Blaney, plus 300. I don't think
Ross Chastain, Group A. You want to talk about, I mean, woo, baby. Come on.
He has definitely
come from nowhere.
What's the Jefferson's theme? Moving on up. Moving on up. To me, I kind of draw a line through Ryan Blaney. I don't see Blaney winning this group, but I really think any of the other three guys would not shock me if they won this group, won the race, dominated.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick anybody in that group because you know how we think about Kyle Busch and new tracks. You know, Kyle Larson, how strong he was. Ross Chastain, what he's done this year. Blaney, even Blaney, I mean, look, he had a crash last year, but he's so good. I just, like you said, maybe I'll take Blaney out, but it's still a three-man race. Not enough juice there for me to be worth the squeeze.
Well, and I think we also have to realize, too, going into this race at Nashville, both Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez, this race means a lot to their owner, Justin Marks.
Yes, it does.
They're talking about moving their race shop to Nashville. We know Tootsie's. Everybody's if you've ever been to Nashville, Broadway, you've probably been to Tootsie's. If you've even seen the NBC promos they're doing Keith Urban inside of Tootsie's, and they're going to be on the car this week. So definitely a lot of focus for the Trackhouse team. So Ross is a guy that is going to want to win this one back.
With all that there, and the kid tends to perform when pressure's on, I kind of like that if you're going off on all the pressure on him. So I kind of like that.
It's certainly a pretty good number on him, that's for sure. Now, taking a look at Group B, we got three guys all in the dead heat there. Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano all plus 270. Martin Truex Jr. at plus 275. I'm going to jump right in and say I think Chase Elliott should be a clear favorite in this group. And I think the fact that he's plus 270, I really, really like Chase Elliott in this group.
Yeah, I mean, look, he did not dominate this race last year. If you remember, it was like 4, 5, 6, 7 laps to go, 8 laps to go, made a move, got to his bumper. Kyle went up, slapped the wall, did one of his Kyle Larson too high moves. Chase got by him, wins the race. But I think Chase wants a little redemption after what happened with the multiple lug nuts last year. I do like Chase on this. Martin Truex has just not been the Martin Truex of old. You know, I mean, he's not running that well right now. So,
and Denny Hamlin has been the true example of wreckers or checkers. I mean, maybe not wreckers, but he's won two races and he's finished really poorly. And
21st and 22nd last year at this race, Martin Truex and Denny Hamlin side by side. So I do like Chase Elliott in this group right off the bat.
Yeah, and Logano's another guy. I mean, he got the win at Gateway, but Logano has been inconsistent as well. So I'm with you. And he won on the dirt last year. He didn't win on the dirt this year. So, all right, Group C. William Byron comes in as our favorite in Group C at plus 240. Christopher Bell is plus 245. And then big odds on Alex Bowman at plus 305 and Tyler Reddick at plus 305, a guy that we keep thinking is going to break through.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that scares me is William Byron right there. He was so good last year, fourth in the stage, third for the race. I think him over Alex Bowman in my head. I like what Byron's done there. It's only one data point. But Tyler Reddick, though, man, 305, that's very, very enticing, as well as he's run on this type of surface, as well as he's run at the Dovers, at these play. 305 might be enough. Enough juice there to get me to say I like Tyler Reddick, but I'm either bonnet or boot or bonnet on this one. I'm either William Byron or Tyler Reddick. Those are the two I like.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you there. I mean, Tyler Reddick, it's like you just keep thinking he's going to put it together. But I tell you, I don't ever anymore discount Alex Bowman. He's one of those guys that it just seems
as soon
like
as you discount him,
it seems like there's 25 laps to go in the race, and suddenly there's the 48 car somewhere up there near the front. So Alex Bowman can be a very hard one to read when it comes to the groups because he certainly has a share of wins.
Let's get to my favorite group right now.
Group D, Kevin Harvick and Chase Briscoe, plus 235.
I talked about both of them.
Kurt Busch, plus 280. And then Daniel Suarez with a humongous number at plus 365.
Okay, Motley, third in stage one, seventh for the race last year. What is he coming off of?
A win.
What do I believe in?
Momentum.
And you're telling me 365 in a four-man horse race?
It's a good number.
I just the what you just talked about, the Tootsies, the pressure, the Nashville thing. This Trackhouse team has proven they are an elite organization already. Daniel getting the win. I know he hasn't been good. I jumped off your bandwagon last week. Muchachito, 365. I'm betting you. I'm picking you. I'm foreshadowing it.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's an amazing pick to go Daniel Suarez. But I honestly like both of the long shots here. Kurt Busch is a much better pick, I believe, than Kevin Harvick or Chase Briscoe, although I know you're probably hedging all that, wanting to pick that Kevin Harvick plus 190 in the head-to-head. But I don't think we should discount Kurt Busch here.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's only a head-to-head. He can win both.
Kurt had a very good run here last year. I think he had a top 10 in this race 10. Last year, driving for Ganassi. We know how well he ran at Gateway this year. I mean, he probably may have had the best car at the end of the race at Gateway. He just kind of got behind on the pit stop. So I just would not be shocked to see Kurt Busch win this group, but I think you're right. The number is so
365
big.
Momentum.
It is so big on
win.
Daniel Suarez.
The Tootsies is going to be on the car. Pitbull's probably going to be there. You know, I mean, there's so much stuff, and the kid's riding high right now. I'm going to, like I said, I jumped off the bandwagon. I apologize. I'm going to jump back on it right here.
You know what that means.
Let's just go to Group E so I can stop talking about it.
Daniel, that was Brendan. If you get jinxed this week, we're sorry. Right? Okay. All right. Moving along. Group E, Eric Almirola, Austin Cindric are co-favorites at plus 250, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at plus 285, and Eric Jones at plus 305. This is a tough group.
Well, and I already bragged about Eric Almirola a little bit, so of course I'm going to say that I kind of like Eric Almirola. But, you know, if I foreshadow a couple pages in my notes here and I look down at the best Ford, I'm probably going to say that he has a much better shot, better number than that, so I'd probably wait for that. Stenhouse, yeah, he was running good. Eric Jones, he's been running the least. Cindric, been running the least. I think Eric Almirola is kind of an easy shot in that one.
You know, I feel like we talk, you know, every week there's a group that we look at them and say, man, I could make a case for and against all four guys. And I kind of look at this group here for me only because I think Eric Jones is a guy who is starting to show more consistency. I mean, we've seen him have some decent runs there. So, Cindric had a good run at Sonoma. I know it's a road course, but top five. So, I think this one could be all over the board. So, me personally, I would stay away from this group. Group F. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back in group F?
He's not only back in group F, but he is the favorite in group F.
Wow, well, look at the names in group F.
Chris Buescher's the favorite at plus 250.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
His teammate, Brad Keselowski, plus 270. Bubba Wallace, plus 285, along with A.J. Allmendinger. What do you think?
The return's not enough, but I think the Dinger, forget about the numbers, I just think the Dinger's going to win that group. I mean, Bubba Wallace, maybe. I like the two dogs, but I'm sorry, the RFK cars, yeah, they had a couple good runs, Chris outrunning Brad most of the time. Brad's 30th in points, Jeff. I mean, 30th in points. He belongs in Group F right now. I'm sorry, Brad. I love Brad. You know that. I mean, but this has nothing personal. This is Bubba or the Dinger. You want to go the guy that runs every week, Bubba, but I think that the Dinger right there has my edge.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I like Buescher here. I know you're down on the RFK cars, but I think Buescher –
money where your mouth is.
Well, I might be doing that.
All right.
I'm more down on Keselowski with the RFK cars than I am Buescher because I do think Buescher's had, you know, some decent runs. You know, and Bubba's an interesting example because at some point there's going to be some pressure there because Kurt Busch is pretty much outrunning him most weeks. And I got to believe at some point for Bubba, he's going to need to step up. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and look, that's what Kurt came there to do is to help the program and to help Bubba, and it's got to start stepping up here pretty soon. I mean, Kurt's 19th in points, and Bubba's down in 25th, a large way, 100-plus points away.
And Kurt's got the win, and Kurt is actually challenged for some other wins. Yep. He's been consistent throughout, so I just think the pressure level is starting to ramp up on Bubba right now. All right, we come back on Gone Racing. We'll talk about our prop bets for Chevy, for Ford, for Toyota, and we'll give you our picks for the Ally 400.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to our final segment of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. Hall of Famer Brendan Gaughan was inducted into the West Coast Stock Car Motorsports Hall of Fame at Sonoma a couple weeks ago. I know we joked about the fact that I was going to leave before your speech, but I stayed for your speech.
I'm touched, Mr. Motley. You actually stayed.
Which means I had to endure some other speeches before we got to yours.
You're getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. It's your special night, right? I mean,
exactly. But you're also being inducted with 10 other people, and it's their special night, too. Bobby Sills or whatever
his name was. The only one I was bummed about was Herschel McGriff was supposed to be there to induct. I can't remember which one he was supposed to be there. And Herschel's 90-plus years old.
Right, he fell and hurt his hip.
He fell and hurt his hip, and I actually spoke to his wife on the phone. She said he was doing okay, and he said hi from the background. But I love me some Herschel McGriff, man.
Well, I'm not going to mention a name, but you know the night was kind of going on long, and Butch Gilliland and Todd Gilliland both got up to induct David Gilliland. And David, if people don't know, is Butch Gilliland's son and Todd Gilliland's father. So three generations of Gillilands. And I'm not going to mention this person's name who was in the room, but he sent me a text from another table, and he said, the way rate this night is going, we're going to be inducting David Gilliland's son into the...
I was short and sweet.
You were good. See, I was not worried about you getting up there speaking. In fact, I was expecting a little more humor myself, but you played it kind of a straight man up there. So, okay, let's back to the Ally 400. We're going to talk about our prop picks to be the top finishing manufacturer. Chevy, no surprise. Kyle Larson, the favorite at plus 230. Ross Chastain and Chase Elliott, 450. William Byron, 700. Tyler Reddick, 850. Then we move into the double digits. Alex Bowman, 11-1. Daniel Suarez, 17-1. And then big numbers, Stenhouse, 35. Austin Dillon, 35. Eric Jones, 40. Allmendinger, 50. Haley, 100. And Balicki and Dillon won't finish at the top Chevy.
Yeah, it's hard to go against single-digit guys, right? I mean, Chase Elliott, we're pretty high on. Kyle Larson, pretty high on. Ross Chastain, you want to take a long shot. Tyler Reddick, maybe. You know, I think he can
Bowman and Suarez in double digits, though.
Not terrible. But I stay away from the Chevys. I take the Chevy prop every week, and I just put a big X on the page and go, can't do it.
Well, I might do it this week, and I'm probably going to regret it. But we'll get to that when we get to the picks. hey, I'm in first place. I'm allowed to do that, right? All right, top Fords. Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, both coming in at plus 240. Kevin Harvick at 550. Chase Briscoe, 700. Then we get into the double digits here. Almirola, 10-1. Cindric, 12-1. Keselowski, 20. Cole Custer, 35. Chris Buescher, 40. Michael McDowell, 100.
Look, I've been bragging on him all day long. I like Eric Almirola. There's something about Almirola right now with the way the Fords run, with what he's done here. He's run fairly well this year. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it. He's 11th in points. You know, if you just take straight points, he's 11th in points. He's run well. He ran well here last year. I've got a hunch on old Almirola this week.
You know, and he announced before the season started that this was going to be his final season. You think at some point that might start kicking in on him, say, hey, I want to make the playoffs in my last year. So I think we've seen him run better lately. So I think that's a good pick. Okay, our top Toyota, we don't have nearly as many of them in the field, so it's harder to get bigger numbers here, but Kyle Busch is plus 200, Denny Hamlin plus 250, Martin Truex Jr. plus 350, Christopher Bell is 600, Kurt Busch 800, and our only double-digit guy all the way down at 25-1, Bubba Wallace.
To your point you were making a minute ago, right, that Bubba has got to start, there's going to be pressure here at some point, and that right there just kind of speaks to it, right? I mean, you got plus 200 to plus 800, and then 25-1. So the one guy they're saying is not performing in the Toyota camp, he's got to start stepping up soon. That's what Kurt's there to help him do. So we'll see.
Well, and I think, you know, Michael Jordan's a winner. And I think Michael Jordan wants to see results. So I think you're right. There's going to be a little bit of pressure turned up there. All right, we'll take a quick look at our championship odds, only because we saw one guy's odds go from 80-1 down to 25-1, and that was Daniel Suarez. So we now, I mean, not really big changes, although the odds now, I mean, the favorite is plus 500. I mean, that's a much higher number than what we started the season with when our favorite was a plus 360.
No, and look, we've talked about, at the once again, I mean, how many times do I got to say the same thing, Motley, if you're paying attention? You know, we said don't bet Kyle Larson start of the season because it might get smaller, but it's not going to get much smaller, but it should grow. Well, right now, Kyle Larson 550, Chase Elliott, you know, is right there at Kyle Larson 500, Chase Elliott 550. You know, these are good numbers right now on two guys that could be the favorite. But we got to always put every time we show this, I'm going to point out Ross Chastain is almost your co-favorite for the championship start of the season at 70-1.
And it's now the time that if you really want to take a flyer on Kevin Harvick, you take it. He's up to 30-1.
There you go.
Do you think he's going to get high? I mean, that's the only guy really left out there, right?
Truex
hasn't won, but his odds have only gone from 912-1.
Well, not on this page is Austin Dillon, which means he's going to be over, you know, 30-1 odds. What if Austin Dillon gets a win and starts, you know, figuring this stuff out? That number will shrink. So there's still other people that aren't on this board. Just remember, this is how you hedge your bet. You pick a couple futures in there. Get some high numbers. Even, Alex Bowman is still 16 and 18-1. I mean, that's a guy. Hendrick Kamp, they're so strong. There's a lot of good numbers there. You can do a lot of hedging if you do it right.
No, I think you're right, and I think we're probably going to get another new winner or two before we get to the playoffs. So, all right, let's take a look at how we did with our picks. You and I, at least we got one right.
That's when everybody, but we did not jinx.
We did not.
Austin Cindric.
Everybody picked Austin Cindric, but we got to give the pit crew a pat on the back. Not only did they get Cindric, they had Michael McDowell in Group E, and who knew? The pit crew knew Chris Buescher could drive a road course better than we did, I guess. So pit crew had Chris Buescher in Group F. It was a great week for the pit crew. They got 8.9 units, moved solidly into second place.
Yes, they did.
So somebody's
three
got
winners,
some,
right? I mean, a great week for the pit crew. Yes. I mean, way to go, boys.
Three winners. Brendan and I only got the Cindric pick. Kind of feel like we were a little bit hard luck there on Kyle. I think we're both bad luck on Kyle Busch, who was running well, got caught up in an accident and lost a bunch of positions late in the race. So didn't help him out, although Suarez was still the class of the field. All right, it's time to get into this week's picks. And Brendan, you're the guy, I think,
Pickering,
at the bottom.
Pickering go fit? I thought Pickering went first.
No, I think the last place person.
That's right. I forgot how we do this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wyatt's wagging his finger at me like, you know, no.
That's because he's on the pit crew.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to do something I don't often do. I'm going for a race winner. I'm going for redemption with Chase Elliott. I think that last year, Chase Elliott, you know, he wants that win back. He feels cheated by it. So Chase Elliott to win the race is where I'm starting, plus 800. So I can hope for a good day there. I'm also going to do something that I don't normally do. I may be doubling down on somebody. I'm going top threes, and I'm going to that Eric Almirola. I've been high on Eric. I've talked about it all show, and I think that Eric Almirola on the top three is a good bet, and I'm doubling down on Eric Almirola. He's also 10-1 as the top Ford prop. So I'm going to jump in twice with Eric. If I have a good day with Eric Almirola, Eric, I'm going to put you back on the Christmas ham list. I mean, you know, that could really make my day. Then I'm going to do something we don't often. I'm setting all sorts of things we don't do. Head to head, I'm going the Kevin Harvick plus 190 head to head. It's too big of a number in a 2-man horse race, and I think Kevin Harvick is going to pull one out for me. He made the changes to his pit crew this week. He's back to the old Kevin, griping and complaining, which means he's going to start moving back forward. And then I only got one group matchup this week, and I just can't leave 365 in a group matchup laying out there. Daniel Suarez, group whatever that is, D, 365, ride the momentum. I'm sorry I jumped off your bandwagon 1 week too early, muchachito.
Read them and weep, right? Okay, I've got the pit crew picks here. They're going Kyle Larson in Group A, Chase Elliott to win Group B, Tyler Reddick in Group C, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in Group E.
Group heavy.
And they're going Kevin Harvick as the top forward. So they're going head-to-head with the Eric Almirola fan club over here.
Yeah, they're taking me to the shed. If they beat me, they're going to kick my butt.
This is true. And they were very good in the groups last week. Yes, I mean, they were in the Sonoma race 2 weeks ago. So got three wins out of that. So, okay, I guess I'm last to make my picks. I'm going in the groups Chase Elliott in Group B. I'm also going to go with Daniel Suarez in Group D. That 365 number is just too enticing to leave out there. I'm going to go Chris Buescher in Group F. I'm going for 2 weeks in a row. I'm betting on Chris Buescher there. I'm going to go Ross Chastain with Top Chevy. I think he's going to win the race, if you want my honest opinion about it, but I'm not ready to go that far out on a limb. And then I'm going to go Kyle Busch as Top Toyota, because I just think right now he's the class of the field. I know it's only a plus 200, but so what? What's Uncle Brent always say? He goes, it's about cashing tickets. So as far as I'm concerned, I just think that's the way to go. So we got less than a minute to go. Nashville Super Speedway this weekend, the Ally 400. Take us for a lap around Nashville.
Yeah, ton of fun. I mean, the concrete gives you so much grip, so you can haul off into turn one, watch those Goodyear tires just eat this concrete up. It ton of G-forces, Jeff. It really slings you back the other way. That wall comes back at you really fast, pretty quick down the back straightaway, but then turn four is where the race is won and lost. The track goes away from you, increasing radius. You got to keep your foot on the gas. And, of course, where do you want to be good is the last turn before the start-finish line. So got to be good out of turn four. But super bumpy, super awesome, ton of fun. Miss race in Nashville.
All right, that'll do it for us this week. I won't be here next week. Brendan will have a guest in next week. We'll break down the Ally 400 and talk about Road America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.